Australia's batsmen took full advantage of a friendly wicket and an inexperienced bowling attack to reach stumps on day one of their tour game against Leicestershire at Grace Road on 333 for four. However, although Shikhar Dhawan, Gautam Gambhir and Cheteshwar Pujara all scored half centuries, Dhawan retired hurt after taking a blow to the arm, perhaps the only downside to a good first day of their tour of England. Ajinkya Rahane, unbeaten on 47, and Rohit Sharma, not out on 43, also enjoyed time at the crease. The West Indies have made a good start to the decisive third test against New Zealand in Barbados. After handing Jason Holder a test debut, shortly after tea they'd reduced the Black Caps to 227 for 7. Shane Shillingford was recalled as Jermaine Blackwood and Shannon Gabriel missed out. N. Srinivasan will assume chairmanship of the ICC after the full council approved amendments to the ICC's memorandum and articles of association. Srinivasan was nominated for the new top ICC position by the Indian board after constitutional changes stemming from ICC board resolutions taken earlier this year. In line with those resolutions, a new ICC executive committee has been formed, which will report to the ICC board. Cricket Australia's Wally Edwards will become the first chair of the executive committee, and the ECB's Giles Clark will continue to chair the ICC's Finance and Commercial Affairs Committee. At the annual conference where Srinivasan was appointed ICC chairman, Bangladesh Cricket Board's Mustafa Kamal was named the 11th ICC president.